In the year since the U.S. Supreme Court allowed states to legalize sports betting, a handful have chosen to do so, including most recently New York. Arizona, however, is not one of them. A bill that would have set up a system of legal sports gambling here fizzled in the state legislature. But that hasn't stopped other states from moving ahead, though not that many in the West. I spoke earlier with Adam Candy about what's happened so far and where the smart money is for the future. He's managing editor of the trade publication Legal Sports Report. We spoke before New York State adopted legal sports betting. And I asked Candy to how close to reality expectations in the industry turned out to be as far as how many states chose to legalize sports gambling once the Supreme Court said they could.
Once the Supreme Court struck down PASPA, the federal ban on single-game sports betting last May, I'm not sure anyone knew exactly what to expect because that decision left this in the hands of states. I think what we did see was that some of the revenue projections might have been a little bit hopeful. It takes a while to get people used to the idea of sports betting, to get them up to speed on certain technologies that are used within the industry. And so I think some of the revenue forecasts that were put into some of the state laws were a bit aggressive early on. I think there's been some correction in terms of that.
Let me ask you about the revenue. I'm wondering if the expectations were high just for the beginning of the programs in individual states, or if you think that they were high in general. Like, do you expect states to maybe bring in more money as the programs are in place for longer?
I do think they'll bring in more money as time goes on. I think any state that has included mobile sports betting in its operation is going to do much better in terms of revenue long term. All you have to do is look at New Jersey, the state that has done the best so far outside Nevada in the new era of legal sports betting. And you can see that in 2019, 4 out of every 5 bets that are placed in New Jersey are placed via a mobile platform. And that's going to be the wave of the future overall.
So you mentioned New Jersey, and there was reporting recently that New Jersey actually beat out Nevada for most money brought in on sports betting since the Supreme Court decision. Is there a significance to that, that New Jersey, the state that was sort of behind this from the beginning, is now in the lead?
That was the case in terms of May revenue. So for May revenue and handle, which is the total amount bet, New Jersey just barely edged out Nevada, and that was the first time that it happened. In terms of significance, it's probably more anecdotal than it is anything else. What you're going to see is that New Jersey as a market, because not only it has mobile sports betting, but because you can sign up for and fund your account on your phone, as opposed to Nevada, where you have to show up physically at a casino in order to open an account and fund it, is going to be a more liquid market throughout the year. Now, in terms of coming to Las Vegas for the Super Bowl or for March Madness, I think you're always going to see Las Vegas and the state of Nevada hold on to an edge when it comes to those big events where people like to come and have the more party-type atmosphere.
So Arizona is one of the states that has not instituted a legal form of sports betting. There was a bill in the legislature this year, but as with, it seems like, a lot of states, there was opposition from American Indian tribes who have a lot of the casinos in other states. In Arizona, they have all the casinos. I'm curious, both here and elsewhere, how much do states have to be working with tribes to, for those who want to incorporate legal betting, how much do states have to be working with tribes to either get their approval or to sign off on new gaming compacts, things like that?
The question of relating to tribal interests is going to be probably the largest question in the legal sports betting market for the next 5 to 10 years. Because the Native American tribal gaming industry is so strong, especially in the West, not just in Arizona, but then you look at California, where it's an $8 billion industry that is dominated by the tribal market, then you have to ask, what are Native American tribes hoping to get out of sports betting? And so you have to understand something, that tribes are not as eager to get into this as the traditional land-based casinos have been. They have a number of concerns about their exclusivity and their right to be the only ones offering sports betting in states. Now, most of these states, they have a compact with the tribes that operate gaming within the state that dictates how much money comes to the state and how much money the tribes are paying out in revenue payments, etc. So ultimately, what you need to understand is that the tribes have interests that are different than many other interests, and being able to understand exactly what they want to get out of it is going to be the key for operators, for suppliers, and being able to bring them into the market, because they're not as interested in mobile betting. They want people to show up to their casinos, and they also have concerns when we talk about those compacts in terms of if they open up their compacts to renegotiate sports betting into them, what else are they opening themselves up to? It's sort of one of those things where they think the value of sports betting might not be worth the trouble of reopening the compact and bringing other revenue forms into question.
Do you think that those concerns can be overcome? I mean, are the divergent interests, is there a bridge to be built to sort of span that gap between what maybe the state wants and what the tribes want?
I do think there's a way to do it. I think the size of the market opportunity is ultimately going to dictate a lot of this. I think when you look specifically at the state of Arizona, there is a huge population base in Phoenix, and you have a number of tribes that are operating gaming, and I think that you can see the potential for this to happen. Now, you have to also look at, it's not just tribes when it comes to getting something passed. You have to look at those who have business interests, those with moral objections, religious objections, and so on. So you're going to have a lot to overcome, in particular in Arizona with traditionally conservative state legislature. I think when it comes to overall in the country, it's a long discussion that's going to need to be had. I think there's going to have to be some concession to tribes in terms of really understanding what their concerns are, because they wield a lot of power and they have held that power for a long time, and it's not something that will be easily let go of.
That's Adam Candy, managing editor of Legal Sports Report. Adam, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thanks.